Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring the top six Motown artists' lowest charting song while on the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, The Four Tops, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Supremes, The Marvelettes, The Contours, The Temptations, and Rare Earth. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature the top Motown artist's lowest charting song while on the Motown record label.
Took a happy ending and made it sad. The day I walked away and left you alone, with hardly an explanation, but you stood on your own and handled the situation and showed to me how understanding you could be. Looking back at all the years that we shared, thinking of the pain you should have been spared, afraid to ask forgiveness, but where can I go? There's no one else to turn to. I still have my pride, but now it's time to learn to cast it aside to you.
With Tom Fallon.
There will be another. But after all the loves of my life,
after all the loves,
after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one.
I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it.
I will have all the things that I desire, and my passions flow like rivers in the sky. Yeah. Oh, after all the loves, after all the loves of my life. Be the one. Baby, you keep wondering, wanna know why. Someone left the cake, living in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have, never have that recipe again. Oh no, oh, oh no.
A Motown memory from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, I Can't Stand to See You Cry, and then reached number 45 the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1972. Before that, the Four Tops with MacArthur Park, Part 2, reaching number 38 from 1971. Interestingly enough, Part 1 was the B-side of the 45, and we started with Diana Ross's lowest charting song, One More Chance, happened to be her last song on the Motown record label. She subsequently went to RCA, and One More Chance reached 79 from 1981. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring six top Motown artists' lowest charting song on the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the Supremes' lowest charting song, which happened to be their first charting song, Your Heart Belongs to Me. Well, Supremes was the premier act of Motown records during the 1960s. They were founded as the Primettes in Detroit in 1959, and they were the most commercially successful of Motown's acts and the most successful American vocal band, with 12 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. Most of these hits were written and produced by Motown's main songwriting production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. It is said that breakthrough made it possible for future African-American rhythm and blues and soul musicians to find mainstream success. Billboard ranked the Supremes as the 16th greatest Hot 100 artist of all time. Well, initially, the Supremes were consisted of four members: Florence Ballard, Mary Wilson, Diana Ross, and Betty McGlown. The original members were all from Brewster Douglas Public Housing Project in Detroit, and they formed the Primettes as the sister act to the Primes, which was a local group. During the mid-1960s, the Supremes achieved mainstream success with Diana Ross as the lead singer, and Motown president in 1967 renamed the group Diana Ross and the Supremes and replaced Ballard with Cindy Birdsong. Well, in 1970, Diana left to pursue a solo career and was replaced by Gene Terrell, and the group reverted to the name Supremes. Well, during the mid-1970s, the lineup changed with Linda Lawrence, Sherry Payne, and Susan Green joining the group. After 18 years from its foundation, the Supremes disbanded in 1977. Well, here is the first charting single from the Supremes, Your Heart Belongs to Me, right here on Motown.
Lover of mine, to come.
musician. I want to be sure as can be. Here I'm gonna say, hey, girls, keep away.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Commodores with Brick House, and they reached number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1977. Before that, the Marvelettes and Don't Mess With Bill, reaching number 7 from 1966. And we started with the Supremes, their first charting song and their lowest charting song, Your Heart Belongs to Me, and it reached number 95 from 1962. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the top 6 Motown artists' lowest charting song on the Motown record label. Well, coming up, The Temptations with Mother Nature, right here on Motown.
Mother Nature, go on and take your course. And I'll take me with you.
you see, you're the only one to turn to.
Rare Earth with I Just Want to Celebrate, and they reached number 7 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1971, and we started with The Temptations and Mother Nature, their lowest charting song reaching number 92 from 1972. Well, this half hour, we featured the 4th, 5th, and 6th most popular Motown artists in the Billboard charts. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from the 3rd, 2nd, and 1st most popular Motown artists' lowest charting song, so keep it right here on Motown.